Blog Talk Radio.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught the whole New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recruit to lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that cup. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. They know what I'm about. My album gets off, knocking it out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with a clue that's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed. And I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your right jaw. Cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Gino, kill like the middle. Black and Pino, die like the hero. Living on shaky grounds, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of mass. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I track attention. People like to speak. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I have told them many. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in the shop, I'm gonna draw my lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Area in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the leg.
Yo, fuck with your Bongi fan 007. Got a special show lined up. Got Sirius Jones in line, about to put him on right now. Yo, yo, Sirius Jones.
Yo, what's good, bro?
My shit was good with you. What's good with you, bro? My calls is all at work and shit right now, man. Yo, you and Diz, man. I got a lot of shit to talk about with you, man. Let's get into it, man. What's your thoughts on the battle?
Well, I think it was definitely, a high energy one. It was definitely one of the battles of the weekend. You know what I'm saying? It definitely is going to go down in the history books. You know what I'm saying? It was one of them joints.
Mm-hmm. One of them crazy joints. All right. Can I be real with you? I thought you had lost your fucking mind taking Disaster just off of the math angle alone. You see what I'm saying? I'm looking at it from that angle. Like, my nigga, I'm watching a battle. And it's just like, it's not even close, bro. It's not like this is changing. She's all over the place. What? Now, I will say this, though, Jones. That shit you doing with the flute shit, like, here's my issue with that, all right? Why I think shit like that is corny. As a battle rap fan, I just want to see you beat this nigga clearly, not throw him off so he chokes. That's my only complaint about that shit.
Okay, now we're going to address all of this. Yeah, okay. Like you said, I'm not touching him. I'm not doing none of that, but
yeah.
I want to address that first, right? Because that's the only excuse that he's running with right now. And a lot of these fans, especially in this era, give people a pass for, oh, he threw him off. He distracted him. First of all, if you watch the battle, he was talking through my first round.
Mm-hmm.
He actually yelled out of one of my lines and the word faggot. In the middle of my, in the beginning. And what he was trying to say in his first round, he was trying to act like I was throwing him off. But I wasn't saying nothing in the first round. I was just looking at him back. He does this thing where he thinks he could stare people down and do his little intimidating weird face. and I'm looking right dead back in your face like, what is he doing? So that throws him off. If you notice, he's been in several of his battles. He's actually said it. He can't take that. He has to say something about it. Yeah, you're sitting there making your face at me, making your eyebrows, but you don't know how I how and why loud. Like, he does that. That throws him off. That's why I do that. Don't you stand here ice grilling me. I'm going to ice grill you back, nigga. You get close to me, I'm going to get close to you back. What's good? We here. Be professionals, man. Stop that bitch-ass excuse. Because when I watched the battle back, I actually watched it back, and, like, a fan just tweeted this, and it's so real. It was like, yo, you was way more disrespectful during serious rounds than he was during yours. He was doing all kinds of little eyes and moves and dancing around and doing all kinds of goofy shit. So what are you talking about? How's that excuse that I made my hands like a saxophone? So you get to do all kinds of goofy bullshit, but I can't do a move? Because what?
That's not what I was saying. Y'all both was doing it, bro. It was really both of y'all, to be real. That's why I can't do that.
That's hip-hop, man. Look at the Clips battle. Look at the Mook battle. Look at every battle.
I hear what you're saying. But hear me out. Hear me out. This is all I'm trying to say. Like, when you're saying niggas, that's not true. Yeah, you talk the whole first round, you just like, that's not what happened. That's not true. This little shit like that is going to start shit like this. It is. Let's just be totally real. You was beating this nigga.
That's what it is. That's if you look at the Mook battle, niggas was talking through my whole round. Niggas was talking through Clips at the Clips battle. Clips was responding to shit I'm saying right there on stage while I'm saying it. Did we fight?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make an excuse and say, he threw me off? I don't let that throw me off. Real niggas don't let that throw you off.
Yeah,
no excuses. I'm making excuses. Y'all niggas giving these niggas excuses. You got 30, nigga. Period.
Don't. No one's making excuses. All right,
let me calm down. I'm just saying. Don't even give that no gas, Cavs, because you get.
Nah, my nigga, you didn't hear me when you came on. I said it wasn't close, bro. He couldn't. He didn't beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an excuse. Bro, what do you mean?
Yeah.
My nigga, the first two was when you said, I think, what you said, did you say you already lost or you up 2-0? Like, yeah, that's how it was. His third was okay, and then you
lost already.
So third, when you broke this nigga's name down, it was a 3-0 for me right there. And I'm like, and I'm a Diz fan.
Yeah.
It was a 3-0 right there once you broke once you moved to the
I was a Diz fan too, just for the record, man. You know what I'm saying?
I expected a better battle from Diz, but. And this is really where I want to go. I'm kind of mad we're doing the show this early because I wanted to make a blog on it first and not after you came on. But I'm at the point now, my nigga, like, no bullshit, no hate, not saying it because you on the phone here doing this. I think you need to be battling Hollow. If not Hollow, I'm not mad at you battling Tay Rock no more. At the end of the day, I'm looking at it like this. All right, before you left on the Fight Club days, we all know you was undefeated. You came back. My nigga, like, what you was saying was real. You told this nigga I beat everybody he wants to. Like, bro, niggas got to start acknowledging what's going on right here. At the end of the day, you're the nigga who's really running this shit right now. You ain't clearly the beat yet.
I'm watching the disaster battle.
Like, it's real shit. It's just being real. Just being, like, you're not losing battles, bro. Disaster. Pat Stay. Arsenal. Like, we're going down the line here. You're battling the top niggas. Okay, you took a Gems battle in T.Y. So what?
Gems, T.Y., fucking Clips.
But, like,
DNA.
Yeah, no, at this point in time, DNA.
Daylight.
At this point in time, you beat Daylight. The head ice battle, that's one battle that I might say you lost is that one. Only because of the aggression.
And even if you wanted to say that would be a very, very, very arguable one. You know what I'm saying? So
arguable. That's why I'm not really trying to even say it like that. It's arguable. You're right. But my point in time is like, what are we doing now, bro? What are we doing? We got to stop.
I mean, right now, this is the only thing I hope. This is the only thing I hope right now because I just want the bars to speak. I just want the performers to speak. And I just want people to see what the truth is. What really it is that a lot of people don't want you to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to admit it, but they can't deny it when it's in their face. So I don't be trying to brag and gloat and all that. But it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it is what it is. All these niggas that y'all see battle other people and y'all think they're good because they battle other people. When they battle me, it's different. It's different.
It's a fact.
And that's the point. It ain't Jones is the era and all that. That shit don't mean nothing, my nigga. Niggas ain't showing up. Niggas ain't showing up because I'm there making them choke, making them, like, they looking at me and their spirit is dropping as I'm winning. That's why they ain't looking the same.
Yeah.
Niggas don't look the same when they play against niggas that's better than them, yo. So, I mean, I just hope niggas stop playing games with my name and acting like these niggas could beat me. These niggas cannot beat me, my nigga. And I'm a stand by that. And I mean, I really feel like I'm the greatest. But I don't expect everyone to just automatically agree. But as I keep beating the niggas that are so-called the greatest, what are they going to say? So if I beat Hollow, then what? I got to beat three other niggas before they, like, come on, my nigga.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. You're right. At this point in time, I think, and it's crazy because I've been wanting to see Diz battle Hollow forever. I want to see you battle Hollow more than Diz now, bro. Now, like, I think you deserve the battle more than Diz now. And I've been waiting forever to see the battle. But I mean, for a nigga to bring it all the time, and then even your freestyles in the battle were crisp. Your schemes were crisp. Last time
Thank
I was
you,
like,
my bro. Listen.
The style, the way you scheming. This battle versus Diz, it was just like, wow. Well, like, you was all like, you
appreciate it, my brother.
You're freestyling. I'm acknowledging all, and I'm. Really
I mean, and what's ill about it is, he tried some personal angles that was like, if he did it, and I told him afterwards, I was like, yo, if you did this shit right, you could have got it off right, but certain people just don't understand how to attack shit from a real nigga perspective. Like, you're supposed to do your homework a certain way. You know what I mean? That way I can't rebuttal it. That way I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to play defense while you're doing your offense. So he just didn't really, like, I think niggas really be underestimating me, and I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me, but it happens, and it's been happening my whole career.
Like, for instance, his third round when he bought Old Boy up from New York, what the hell was that even about? That didn't hit me. That didn't hit.
I'm not even going to tell the story of that. Yeah, that was a smooth over-the-head miss, but he thought that what he was doing was trying to assassinate my pimp character of where he thinks that, you know, I have some pimp character to uphold, which I do not. But what he was trying to say is, something like, this guy, you know, took your bitch or some shit, which is ridiculous because this guy's actually like a dirty little nigga from around the way that just, like, hung out with one of my, you know, somebody I used to fuck with one time and started just trying to bite my back.
Oh.
So I tell the whole story the way it really is, and it's crazy because why would you even believe that little weirdo? Like, that was ridiculous, and it didn't even look right because when he came out, he didn't even know what to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, at all.
It further confirmed that, like, oh, nah, this nigga couldn't take Jones, bitch. You know what I mean? It just looked ridiculous. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I ain't going to spoil the battle, but basically he tried a few angles that didn't work. He told his story of what happened with the math shit, which was obviously not true compared to my story, you know what I'm saying, which was exactly what happened. You know what I mean? And just our interaction of knowing each other, I just told the truth this battle. And the bars is crazy, and it's just, so it just was too much. Because in his soul, he knows I was telling the truth. That's why he got mad, because he couldn't really take the fact that it's like, damn, I can't beat this nigga. I can't intimidate him. I can't, you know, distract him, and I can't poke him. I'm on. You know what I'm saying? So that's what really changed the whole dynamic for him. That's what made him really more mad, because when you can't do nothing, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's all that is.
You know, when I seen it, I knew it was really official that this, because he was not going to beat you, was when he rebutted the whole Trump shit. I just wanted to do the kick Cortez out. I was just, and then he said, you're fucking whack. You're fucking, and I'm just like, but that has nothing to do with serious. I'm just lost at what happened in that battle.
He kept thinking that he could say things that don't have to do with me, and it's going to work. Like, you got to battle me. You're not just here trying to make a crowd go ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like it used too much energy for it not to be fire. Like, and sometimes people, you know, they think the energy is going to carry them over the bars, and he's one of those MCs. He comes with a strong energy, strong flows, And even if he doesn't say anything that crazy, the setup and the cadence of it is what makes the crowd react. You know what I'm saying? And you can get away with that more, King of the Dot and stuff like that.
When they start doing that whole discussion and all that was fire. Even you was like, oh, okay.
And you know what? And ironically, when he was doing that, I thought that was hot. And you see my face, I was reacting to what he was saying. I was giving him the grum face, like, that's hard. And that's the part that he tried to act like, oh, you trying to mess me up. Like, I'm giving you props. I'm trying to mess you up by giving you faces like that's hard. You know what I mean? Like, come on, B.
At the end of the day, I think the fans really need to stop looking at the Mavs situation and start looking at U.S. Sirius Jones. And if they did look at it like that, they would realize that, Arsenal, it's clear. You're beating the top niggas.
Hold on one second, Cap.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, I'm here. Pardon me, I'm in traffic, so my bad.
You good. I'm saying at this point in time, fans got to stop worrying about the Mavs fit and just look at what you bring to battle rap. You're not losing, bro. And that's what this shit is about. That's really how I feel this guy.
Yeah. All right. What the difference with this whole situation with me is, I guess, they look at it like I'm supposed to be untouchable, right? I guess there's some glow around me that's supposed to be, I'm supposed to be, you know, something, right? So when it seems like, you know, somebody got off on me, that's the only thing that anybody has to say. It just becomes like the reality to me should be like they can't do nothing with this lady. What else can they say? The only thing you can say is that one time in a rap battle somebody snuck you. Like, that's it?
Yeah.
I mean, so at the end of the day, if that's all they got for me and fake stories about girls and stuff like that, then, I mean, I don't think, you know what I mean, that shouldn't even be, you know what I mean, it shouldn't even be debatable that, like, you know, if you can't come with something new, then you just ain't got nothing for this man. And most of these dudes that you can beat these other guys, but it's a different sandwich.
This shit is crazy, bro. I'm really watching this battle like, yo, this nigga is crisp with his bars right now. Like, I'm wondering. I'm like, man.
I'm getting better too, Cap. I'm getting better, man. I'm getting better as time goes too. That's what's scary about it.
Real shit. Well, you are. Can't even, like, you was crisp. There was the whole, when y'all was breaking the map sitting down, the whole T-shirt, y'all washed up on the beach. I don't know why that hit so hard, too, but it was like, damn.
Yeah, did I want to make him seashell? Sure, but he already got washed on the beach. Like, you know, it's just because the people that know the real stories and whatever, I never really get into this stuff because to me, I don't want to give this guy no more light. You know what I mean? But it's just corny that y'all keep bringing up this 4 or 5 year old situation every time, so I got to address it. You know what I mean? And hopefully it's dead now. I mean, it is what it is. Now we talked about the real story, how it went down. Now everybody can know this is what happened, man. He hit me up, and, you know, y'all will see the story when y'all see the battle or what really happened with this whole scenario, with him, Matt, me, everything.
This shit is crazy, man. You definitely have to.
This battle rap history at the end of the day.
Yeah. You said you forever going to be my scapegoat. I just said, I'm looking at this like, damn.
We goats. We just not the same goat. I'm the greatest all time, and now you must get goat. That's what it is. A lot of people were saying he was debatably one of the greatest, and I agreed. You know what I'm saying? I definitely thought this was, you know, in my top five for sure. But after this,
So now what? Now I'm ready. I'm on a let's go. Now what? You ain't losing. I want you to keep this shit up. Now what?
Well, now I'm going to London in 2 weeks for Don't Flop, and that's going to be another foreign look that, you know, I think is going to be dope, especially for me, because this gives me a chance to fill out a whole new region, a whole new genre of the culture. You know what I'm saying? And also, I got some things lined up for the summer. You know what I mean? But I got a lot of stuff going on with the music and film and all that also. So these, luckily, wait, hold on one second. Basically, it's just about the combination thing now for me. You know what I mean? The film, the music, the battles, the everything, and bringing the culmination of it. It's just a blessing that it's all lining up at the same time like this.
Yo, this shit is dope right here. I'm gonna be right here. You made me proud yesterday, Jones. I'm a Diz fan. You made me proud. You way you held the composure. I didn't like that shit. That's your shit. But it's not like I said. It wasn't you. I like how Diz is doing the thing. Diz is doing the same thing. But I don't know.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time, Cap.
Nah, I said before. Like I didn't like the flute shit, but Diz is doing the same shit. You didn't let me get to that part. He's trying to say the shit.
No, he started doing like that. He did that first.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing nothing
he
but making, you know what I mean,
I
faces.
Like
yeah, like, I mean, and honestly, if we want to talk about it, let's talk about it. The situation with dude, with old boy, that I'm not going to say his name again because he got enough of my life for free, right? But the situation with him, I wasn't reacting to it happens for me not reacting to people. Now you want to get in my face and try to yell your bars extra loud, and that's when I reacted and said woo or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It ain't me doing nothing. I'm minding my business. If anything, I'm reacting to people that's, you know, in the crowd that's giving me faces, giving me energy, and I'm just looking back. But these people that's trying to make these excuses of saying, they're basically saying Jones is swaggier than me. So I'm mad that I'm losing the swag battle. You know what I mean? When I make faces, it doesn't work. But when he does, the crowd laughs. Whose fault is that? That ain't my fault. Uh-huh. You've been trying to throw me off the whole battle. Everybody does the same moves. It's just I do them better. So you can't be mad at me because you can't do the move better than me.
Hey, yo, let's be real.
I made these, and no funniness, that's how I started. I started with swagging. I started with my whole aura and my whole presence is what gets me the reactions that I get from the crowds and stuff. So that's my whole thing. So when you battle me, you should know off top, like, you got to come ready for everything. You know what I'm saying? Don't make excuses of why you can't compete in terms of and just the energy. It's an energy battle, too, on that stage.
You know what, Joe? Was this a last-minute battle for you or what?
Yeah, this was with 2 weeks prep.
Okay.
So put that in your mind, this was 2.5 weeks.
You know what? So the offer is there for disaster. Did you just jump on it? Did you sit back and think, like, I know he about to come like this?
Honestly, I never wanted to battle him, yo.
Yes.
I never wanted to battle him, honestly. I never wanted to battle him.
Damn.
I used to look at him as, you know, I looked at him as, you know, somewhat of a friend. He would call me and text me and, you know what I mean? So there wasn't a scenario where I felt like and we actually said to each other, we never battled each other last year. And, and the king is dead. So when I was saying that stuff I was saying about he was in my room reciting flows, like, I don't know. You think they're going to like it, bro?
Mm-hmm.
That was real. So we had said and we had talked then, and it was kind of determined, like, nah, we ain't going to battle each other. So when the opportunity came up, I was just like, damn, I don't know, man. Like, you know what I mean? Hit him and see what he think type shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I seen he was with it, that's when I'm like, oh, well, all right. Well, you know, let's get
it. Fuck it then.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
we ain't, boys like that. We ain't
battle.
Cool like that.
Yeah,
but you know what I thought also?
Personal.
He can't win that. He can't be more personal than me and explain it, and that's why he didn't. You can't say nothing about, you don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you do know about me is rap stuff. So I wasn't worried about that. And in my mind, the whole mess, it was never angle to me because you did that on the strength of me. You told me that. I spoke to you the day before.
That's where I was really going with all that, too. I remember the Tax Stone interview where you was like, you told Diz to do it. So when Diz is like,
I didn't even know. I know. I didn't even tell him. I didn't tell him to do it. But when he called me saying he was going to do it, I said exactly what I said in the battle. I told him, yo, don't do that during the battle. I said, but if you want, y'all want to wash him at the end, go right ahead. You know what I mean? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I just told him what I do. I'm like, I was like, I told him straight up, when I see him, I'm going to pop every time I see him until it's squashed. And I don't see myself squashing it, you know. So that's what I did. I just saw him and I popped. I didn't make blogs about it.
All right, so
I ain't, you know, all I did was put a video with blood on me. I didn't make it an issue to talk about. So the fact that, you know, he kept prolonging the issue. He tried to make it seem like, you know, oh, Jones, you know, came to me like on some. I never came to him and said nothing. He came to me and was basically like, yo, nah, we don't respect that. You the big homie, and we gonna ride for it. And I respected that. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, why we had a relationship that was even cool. Even through the whole lush and all that, it didn't really get that crazy because of Diz. I have respect for Diz as an MC. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was, at least. You know what I mean?
Man, this shit, man, this shit is cool. All right, so, you know what? I don't want to hear
this real stuff that we never even disclosed it. It's just real stuff that, you know, unfortunately it has to be a part of my legacy, but it's good in hindsight because it shows you how real niggas handle situations, man, and show you how rappers and fake ones do.
That's real shit because I think any other battle probably would have just left after the situation. You had just fucking niggas up. And niggas are trying to, like, to side-eye it, like they don't notice it. But, nah, I noticed that shit now. I don't know what it was about this battle that was the wake-up call, but it was like, I don't know if it was, I don't know, my nigga. You was just
this was that alarm clock, huh?
I said about four times. Huh?
Yeah. I said this was that alarm clock one, huh?
Yeah, it was this one. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think the Arsenal one, honestly, the Arsenal. Like, I felt my spirit rising. Like, I felt it like, yo, I'm about to turn into another animal on these niggas. Like, I already, you know, feel like that inside. But honestly, my performance, the way I feel to myself, like, when I watch it later, you know what I'm saying? I can tell that, like, I am getting better in certain ways, and God is good. I don't take, you know, I'm not in a place where I'm bragging and taking the credit. I do feel like I'm the greatest, but it's just because I'm blessed with this gift or that, man. And I don't know why I could do it so good. So you see a lot of the off-the-head stuff that I said to Diz, I don't even be remembering coming up with it. Like, I just be looking at it later like, yo, that's crazy. I did do that, huh? So.
Off the top.
You know, off the tizzy. And, I mean, I don't know how you could deny that, man. So, I mean, I ain't going to, you know, be campaigning for
first round two. Your first round bar when you said, okay, he's an A-Rod. Well, I forgot what you said, who blows up and comes off the top. It was total silence. I'm like,
oh, yeah, they ain't catch that
right
one.
Now?
They ain't catch that one. The
like,
A-Rod that blows up all the time and raps off the dome. Nah, they ain't get that one. But I thought that was interesting. I thought they were going to die laughing at that one, and they got no reaction. So you never know.
No reaction.
You know what I mean?
I had to pause it like, wow. I had to pause it. No one, no reaction.
Yeah.
I said, come on,
bro. No one got that. I mean, shout the King of the Dot, you know what I mean? But it's definitely a different type of crowd, you know what I'm saying? They catch certain bars also that I definitely wouldn't think they catch, and they go crazy over. So they caught a couple of my joints that was just filler and went crazy. So it's like, you know, it's hit or miss, you know what I'm saying? You never know which bars is going to connect the most sometimes, you know what I mean?
That's a fact.
But I just like
fact.
The sport
I
of it, man.
That.
I just like the sport of it, man.
Look, look.
Maybe y'all can start talking about me a little nicer up there. Yeah, shout out to Ice,
yo,
no doubt.
Shout out to Ice. Yeah, don't say for combining,
yeah,
because that shit was kind of whack. Like, it's one thing to bring a nigga on stage,
yeah,
but when he's talking shit to the other artist, I don't like that. That's corny.
This
That's
is
why
to me, it's like, Disaster is not in a place to speak about class as a battle rapper with me, my man. Like, I'm definitely, and somebody said this to me after the battle, and I appreciated this compliment the most. They say, yo, man, you really just outclassed them. And I'm like, because to me personally, I don't condone disrespect, man. When I'm swagging or doing little gestures or whatever while you rapping, trying to, you know, just deflect your punchlines or take the air out of them. I'm not going to talk up and interrupt you. I'm not going to push you while you rapping or while I'm rapping, trying to instigate you just to – I don't do that type of stuff. And there's lots of people who do, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when I see somebody that does that all the time, makes excuses, the stuff that I said, you know, Twitter fingers turn to bitter fingers, you stay ranting and raving, you know what I mean? And to me, it's like, yo, don't take that angle with me, like as if I'm the, you know, the guy, the disrespectful guy that never, you know, nah, I respect the culture for real. I'm one of those that really, I will let you do whatever you're doing while you're rapping. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're not, you know what I mean? I sat there while people talked about
not
my daughter.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what,
I'm
though, Jones,
I got to about...
You know what, Jones, I do got to say, Jones? I do feel like you're at a space now where if niggas try to play you, you got to kind of show in a sense that you're not scared. Like, Matt, like this.
It's corny.
Your actions are showing. Like, this said something the first round. And I noticed you stepped up to him, and when he was like, "Yo, don't do that to you, bro." It's just like I feel like your back is somewhat against the wall in a sense.
Nah, you see how
niggas think you're a pussy.
Nah, I definitely know niggas don't think that. They know better than that. First of all,
the way the battle is portrayed. By bringing a laugh,
that's the angle that somebody tries to take because of that. That's it. That's the only angle that you can try to say now. Oh,
do you feel like your back
is still alive? So,
that,
hell no. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I already know what I do. Like, and let's just establish this for the record. I don't know why people think it's cool to glorify violence. I always try not to be violent. Like, I'm a smooth, charismatic, you know, trying to use my mouthpiece to get out of stuff. But you know what? I had to fight my whole life, you know. I had to fight to have a big mouth. I'm from Jersey. You can't just have a big mouth. Like, you got to fight for it.
Yeah.
So my whole life I had to fight. Okay. I boxed. I did martial arts. Like, real, I'm a real fighter. Like, I don't talk about it, and
sure,
a lot of people don't know that about me. Yeah, like, for real. So it's not even, you know what I mean? And people that know me, they know Lil Lean from Lafayette. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been fighting my whole life. So to me, it's corny to me that as a rapper, I'm trying to kill rappers with raps. I'm not trying to have to kill rappers over rap. That's not what it's about.
Uh-huh.
We're doing this to get away from that. So people that's trying to pull me back into that, it's because they can't beat me with raps, man. So they're trying to turn it into something else just to try to throw you off your game. That's all they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either let them do that, or you can, you know, you can take the higher road that I always took. And, I mean, if somebody getting in the way of my money or getting in the way of, you know, my family stability or something like that or my safety, then you'll see how I handle that. And, you know, for those that keep speaking on that smash shit, they got handled, man. Ask about Miami. Ask Miami CJ. Ask about the niggas that got staples in their heads and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Just because he didn't get staples don't mean he wasn't a part of that. So I don't want to keep talking about that. I don't want to rap about that. I don't want to talk rap about.
But you know what,
yeah,
though? You know what, Jones?
I did this. I did that.
You know what, Jones? I don't mean to cut you off, but you know it's gonna keep coming up, bro.
Has anybody won with it yet? Has anybody won with it yet?
No.
So, if y'all want to keep losing, go ahead. Y'all can bring it up all y'all want. Okay.
I mean, at this point in time, it is like, and I was actually, that's the reason why I was so hyped with this battle once I realized it was you and Diz. It's like the only two niggas who really should be mentioning that shit is if you battle Mav or was Diz, only because of what Diz did. No one else should really be talking about it no more. It's over with. That shit old now. That was old.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally 4 years
still
ago.
Fucking niggas
and
up,
I mean,
period.
And in reality, I don't want to curse, but in reality, I did that to him too. Y'all just ain't see it. So I shouldn't have to keep talking about something that was a second move. That means y'all suckers and y'all respect stuff like that. So unfortunately, there are a lot of sucker fans in battle rap that would try to take any angle that insults your character, no matter how real you are. And I've accepted that because I'm getting paid to be an entertainer. I'm getting paid to be an artist. I'm not getting paid to be popularly liked, you know what I mean, by nerds and people that want you to be a sucker just so they can feel more comfortable. They don't want you to be the realest one ever and be the best. They got to try to find something wrong with you.
Okay. Okay. As far as you are, as far as you and URLs, any talks of you coming back or what? Are you bound there again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to, we always talk, you know what I mean? Me, Beasley, throw ideas around and stuff like that. But I think now it's definitely going to be a different conversation, or it should be, because, I mean, that was a surprise main event on King of the Dot. And, you know, just the way I show up in big moments, like if you want to have those big moments in your buildings, those Charlie Clips moments, those Mook moments, those, you know what I mean, even the DNA, like, you know, we have the battle of the night usually. You know what I'm saying? No funny shit. So if y'all want them type of moments, yeah, why would you not want me? I'm not getting worse. I'm definitely getting better. So at the end of the day, I mean,
yeah.
It just makes sense. Well, where else are you going? Unless we're going to just keep pretending. Unless we're going to just keep pretending like some of these other names we can name that ain't even showing up with 3-4 rounds.
Like who?
You know what I mean?
Who? Call them out. Fuck that.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Okay, all right.
But you,
okay.
We know. Right. We know, though. Good try, though, Cash.
Yeah, I had to try, man. I don't watch your battle 4 times, bro. Fuck that. Like,
yeah,
I'm about
to watch
it,
man.
Out.
I only watched it once.
Bro,
and on the first watch, I'm like,
sporadic. It was clear. It was clear. He was up 2-0 from the door. 2-0 from the door.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
The Muslim angle,
it's definitely a 30, yo. It's not even a question if it's a 30 or not. That's a 30 piece for sure. But I just wanted to address the issues that I know. I just wanted to address the issues that I know people and fans will have in the it's all about trying to sway perception after battles nowadays. People jump right into their blogs, go spit their rounds and explain why things went the way they went and all that kind of stuff. To me, that's gay, man. This is hip hop. Let the fans decide what they like. Let the fans decide what they do. You know what I'm saying? In terms of their voting,
oh,
how they feel.
Hold on. We're not gonna act like Diz ain't have to look at his phone too.
Yo,
you
had that's
to look
crazy,
at,
right?
At his phone, and then you rebutted it.
Yo, he had a cannabis moment. That's crazy.
Oh,
he literally was looking in the phone.
My nigga, the cannabis note, yo, bro, that was fire. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm hyped now. It was fire. You was crisp.
My dude.
You gotta go back
yo.
And watch your battle now. You're way better. Go back and watch your battle now. You are way fucking better, bro. No bullshit.
I appreciate it, my dude.
This last battle right here woke a nigga up. You was a little bit too good.
Yeah, I told you been fronting on me, Cap. I told you been fronting on me, man. We be having
yeah,
debates every
battle.
Time I call
battle.
Up there.
It was
there,
this
man.
Battle. It was this battle.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It was this
Wait,
battle.
Wait, you know what? It's just a name thing,
up.
Yo. Y'all just gotta see me with big names, and then it's clear. Because when I battle the names, that's the names y'all respect, and the names that you feel are worthy of you being able to say, I beat such and such. I beat such and such. Even Pat Stay, they wasn't really want to give me that because they got excuses to say, well, Pat Stay, he's not one of, you know what I mean? He's not on URL. He's not da 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 da. So it's like,
oh, no,
I'm in the Arsenal battle.
You beat Pat Stay.
That's what they've been doing, though.
Doing
you know what I'm saying? Arsenal, DNA,
well,
all of these different battles that. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't you know what I mean. It's
bro.
All good though. I just want us to get back to when we judge things the real way. Let's really say what it
yeah.
is the real way. Let's not make excuses. Let's not try to act like you know if I win or you know oh he did some dirty move or something like. Stop it, man. At the end of the day, we all here for the same goal. We all want to win. Nobody likes to lose. And yes, you're gonna be salty when you get 30 and you're the favorite. course you're gonna be salty.
Mm.
So I asked about I saw it the next morning. I laughed and I told him straight up. I was like, "Yo, you know, I respected you as an MC. I don't know what you was thinking, but I'm like, I'm coming in here to kill you, brother. I'm not gonna let you kill me." You know what I mean? And I was like, mm-hmm. "Don't be mad, cause you got 30." And he just laughed and was like, "Yo, you're an asshole." And I'm like, "You know, you're right, but I'm a better asshole than you. That's why I'm what I was." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Battle rap is about winning and losing. If you're not winning,
period. It's not about
that
anymore, though. That's what's crazy. This was crazy, though. It's not about that anymore. That's why you got people out here that think they don't have to focus on that. You got people out here that think that, you know, they could just say that their favorite guy is winning, even when he's losing. You know what I'm saying? That's why people like me, I really feel like I'm necessary right now in the culture, because I gotta separate that, man. It ain't we not coming here choking and then just, you know, with a slogan and freestyling our way through rounds just to keep getting booked. Nah, man, we trying to put on classic performances, take out the greatest of all time, and not have no debate at all who's the best. That's what I'm coming for. So, God willing, I'm going to keep putting on this level.
You know what, Jones? I got a question,
level.
Man. Fuck this. I'm about to bring it up. I got a question, bro. All right. We all look at Mook like, yeah, he was the Smack DVD. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you battle Mook. At what point in time do we get past that shit? Because for you to be in that era and come back and battle all kinds of niggas in this era and not lose, I mean, shouldn't that account for something?
What you're trying to say is, isn't that more work than Mook has done? Is basically.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what?
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. That is what I'm trying to say.
The answer to that, Mook is my man. I deal with him. We got joints together. I respect him as an MC. And I told him to his face, too, bro, you got way better. Your flow on beats, everything is way better than back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But. That's a fact. I did do more in battle rap and for battle rap than Mook did. And I feel that way, at least as an artist and as a battle rapper, I feel that way personally. And that's what I mean. I'm not trying to come at him or nothing. He's done a lot for battle rap,
just in
his style and his approach and everything. But in terms of actual battles, in terms of actual record, in terms of, you know, adapting and from the old era to the new era, I put in more work. That's just a fact. But what he's been better at, he's been a better politician. He's been a better hustler in terms of bartering his name for his value. You know what I'm saying? He maintains relationships with people well. You know what I mean? He maintains relationships with influential people and stays in the light. He killed the BT cipher. You know, he stays relevant because he's a hustler. He got that Harlem in him. You know what I'm saying? In that way. But that's a different thing.
Hey, I want to mention, bro. I'm seeing everybody on Hot 97 Funk Flex. I mean, where you at? When you going up there?
Oh, yeah, that's about to happen real soon, buddy. But watch this. When I go up there, I don't want to hear nothing. We're going to see what the real caliber is, because I'm not playing. Shout out to all those that did go up there and did their thing so far, but I'm coming to take that crown too, man. That's a fact.
Mm.
Watch my
jump
purse.
On it. Jump, you
watch
Jersey,
my words.
You know
I'm not playing with nothing right now, Kev. I got a movie coming out. Yeah, I got a movie coming out, the club. I got the album with, SP3 out right now. I got that nigga booming a single. I just shot the video in Jamaica. You know what I mean? Battling Toronto, London. I'm not playing. I'm coming for every angle. I'm squeezing this. Like, y'all going to see me on TV a lot real soon. God willing. So just be ready.
I'm
not playing.
That's what it is right there. Well, Yo, Jones, my nigga, keep up the good fucking work, man. Keep up the good fucking work, real shit.
Appreciate it, brother. I appreciate you, Cap.
No doubt.
And, you know, I'm accessible, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm online. I'm on Instagram at Sirius Jones. No O in Sirius. SERIUS. Chop it up with me. Hit me up. Tell me your opinion, man. It's all love.
That's what it is.
I'll see y'all real soon. All right, Cap. Right. Later.
Peace. Oh, man, shout out to Sirius Jones, man. Shout out to Sirius Jones. Like, man, for you niggas who didn't see the battle, bro, When y'all seen this shit, when y'all see this battle, like I don't know. To me, it was extremely clear that Diz was not fucking with this nigga and shit. And it's crazy. I won't even hold you, nigga. It's crazy. It's just like, you look at Diz, he don't get the respect, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, that he should get. But it's just like, man, you know what, B? Fuck all this. I'm about to tell this nigga this shit to his goddamn face. Hold on, B. Well, over the phone. Where the fuck is Diz number at? I just thought about that, man. I'm not even going to play no games with this nigga right now. All right. This didn't answer. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can grab. Oh, hold on. Fuck, I look. Anyway, like, this nigga did start to get me hot right now. Like, don't be calling my phone. Anyway, hold on. Let me see if I can get your room. Like, if you lost, bro. That's just that. I don't want to hear a thousand excuses. You lost. That's it. We got to stop with the excuses, bro. This is battle rap. We got to stop with the excuses. Fuck out of here.